What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Audio courtesy of Apple TV, Guardians TV, Roku TV, RKO Studios. If I'm saying that the white flag isn't here, is it because I just don't want it to be? If I'm saying it now, is it just Owen's nodding his head already? Hello, Tone. Good morning. It's good to see you, and it's good to talk to you again. I've missed you dearly, and we will get into more of that, I'm sure, during Lima Likes. But I really want to know from everybody, if I say, hey, it's not time to raise the white flag, is that just me denying it? Because I want to, because any time that we like, hey, you guys, you talk about them Guardians like that, and then all of a sudden they go on some run. This is as listless as it gets. He's champing at the bit in there, so I'm going to let him get
I
in.
I know Anthony's been gone for a week, but I went on a yelling thing last week.
He went nuts. He went nuts.
I did hear it.
When you say raise the white flag, maybe not Ken's personal white flag for the Guardians, but the team has clearly raised the white flag.
Well, that's the whole point of it. If they don't care, then why the hell should you? Because that was... I felt bad for Gabriel Arias. I felt bad for him. That was one of the most bizarre things I had ever seen.
I thought that was like 100% sure he is done for the year and might not see him again.
That's the way I felt.
I didn't see it in real time. And when you texted about what happened, I went back and watched the video. And I was expecting something way more tragic than what I saw in video. And yet, I don't know, they're saying ankle sprain now? I mean,
they had to bring the cart out for crying out loud and put it in a thing.
I thought it was like when Naylor broke his leg in right field, just off of the text that I received.
It was as bad of a Guardians weekend as you can find. And
well, it seems like this team has zero chance. Like, I was holding out hope that, all right, haven't played their best baseball. You know, at some point, there will be a spark. They can't all hit this poorly. They can't all look like they belong in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
And yet, they all look like they don't belong in the majors. And what other chance do you have? Like, I don't... As much as I want to see all the young guys, and I hope you know, you get this mass call-up, but, you know, I don't think that's going to help them win games. You know, to the level that they would change their whole season... This just looks like a lost baseball season.
But we're looking for any offensive spark at all, and it seems like there's offenses, and I know it's AAA pitching to major league pitching, but there's tons of offensive spark down in Columbus right now, and there's none in Cleveland.
It feels like it can't be worse.
I can't.
Correct.
I've said it. This is something you say in coaching. I can't want it worse than you. I can't be the one yelling. I can't go out and make plays for you. Coaches say that all the time. And... You have a players-only meeting led by Austin Hedges. Then you go out on Saturday and you give up a five-run lead. You've had one inning of scoring in the last
30 innings,
30-plus innings.
Yeah.
Somebody sent the email on it. I forget what the hell the actual number was. So you go and you give up a big lead after you have a players-only meeting. And then the next day, it's just a day at the office. We're going through the motions here. Like Logan Allen's working on stuff. Like this is
No fight from your team. No fight from your skipper. I mean, you had a game.
Well,
I know
that's another thing. You know what? I'm sorry. That started to bother me over the weekend.
Sure,
he was because he in there the big man in the blue hat with the beard. I was thinking of him all weekend because on Friday when they lose and on Saturday when they give up that lead and then on Sunday where it's just like, hey, it's hot out here and we're gonna go and boot the ball around and suck up the room and give up a bunch of hits. I mean, I thought about it. I go, you had to have a players-only meeting. The manager had a chance to go, basically had a chance to go cuss himself into a win. There's another way I'd like to put it, but it's Monday morning. I mean, he had a chance to go out there and cuss out somebody and try to get something going and get something like quick and maybe start to get some spark going. He missed that opportunity. Jose is out on Friday, and now I'm looking at going, well, what exactly are you doing to make this thing a better situation now? So that started to play into my frustration here. So again, if I say the white flag isn't being raised, it's just because I don't want it to be raised. But I think everybody else can look at it and go, Kenny, what are you holding on to? Because they're not even holding on to it right now. They're not doing it. And they gave their press conference. They had their press conference. Antonetti talked. Chernoff did the interviews here, trying to calm some things down. And it's when you got Zach Meisel writing the type of articles that he's writing here. What's stopping me from just saying white flag funeral music? Here we go.
Probably just that they're in the American League. I mean, that's the only reason.
No, it's not even that. It's not even that.
Well, then just say it. Why are you asking me?
Know.
Just say it.
I don't know.
Like we all don't know
what's stopping.
We all think this team is done for, right? Like nobody here thinks this team's going to make.
They're
a
not
surge.
A real team, but they're still going to be competitive in the wild card race because of the American League. But they're not a real Major League Baseball team.
And even
right
in baseball, where every team
not right now,
once they make the postseason, you're like, all right, I can talk myself into it, which is what I did before I went off the air for a week. I was saying, hey, this is a pitching staff no one's going to want to see in the playoffs. I'm wrong. I mean, nobody will care about the pitching staff because it's an offense that every team would want to see in the postseason. So they've got no shot. They're not magical. They're not going to make a run. Last year looks like an aberration now because it just David Fry was an all-star. Like, come on. Like, that's not going to happen again. You don't have Naylor. Lang Thomas, it's just been a disastrous
year.
Well,
and when you do get popped from... You know, guys like Manzardo, who's given you a little bit
of
spark.
You sit him the next game?
You sit him the next game.
Yeah, that we do have to talk. Like, we can rip into vote now. This is a piss-poor season from the manager, right?
You go back to what he's done with the bullpen. And again, some of the moves that they've made where I think that he is a little bit old Mother Hubbard with the bullpen. Because we're going to bring Matt Derry on. I mean, I know Matt's been screaming about, my God, I mean, even a guy like Pedro Avila, you let him leave, and you bring in Paul Sewald. Paul Sewald, to call him, to say he looks like some other occupation would just be an insult to that occupation right now. So I'm not even going to start to make comparisons and try to be funny about it. It is a situation.
And that's a $7 million contract for a team that can't hand out any contracts that turn out bad.
Sucks the moment worse. And what makes me feel truly bad about this is I have... What looks like have denied the truth. I mean, I have tried to. I mean, Zach, I asked him on Friday, Tone, and he gave me no quarter at all about the whole TV contract, TV deal stuff, that whole stuff. I mean, he called it an excuse. And it makes you feel stupid. It makes you feel like you're just carrying water for him. And so that's kind of how I felt. And over the weekend, you keep waiting for the worm.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Return things to get going again, and it doesn't get going again, and they make you out to feel like a fool. They really do, because that was, again, you get Jose Ramirez hurt, you do nothing about it. And I heard Spencer talking about it at 8 a.m. on Saturday, because we were at the football shed. That's what football guys do. And then I coach first base over the weekend too. You know that, Owen. And I heard Spencer talking about it. It's like, well, we aren't going to get a chance to retaliate until next year. It's like, well, what's the chance to retaliate next year? What's the point? Wait until next year? Everything. Well, you know what? Everything of the season seems to be wait until next year already. So maybe you will retaliate next year for the retaliation against you hitting a guy two days in a row with Vlad Guerrero Jr. But you missed your opportunity. So you leave it to to Austin Hedges to try to get people excited about it. He can't get anybody excited. Again, you give up that lead, and then what happens on Sunday? And I'm just denying truth right now, it seems. I'm just denying it because a lot of times in the past when we've shut our mouth off, they've come back to bite you. And you could say what you want to about the wild card, but saying that the rest of the American League isn't good is not an argument for this baseball team, because you know they ain't jumping into anything. They ain't buying anybody. Carlos Santana's gone as soon as possible. And then we'll talk about whoever else. Maybe Emmanuel Clase, because they really don't have anything else to give up. What else are you going to give up? What are you going to get back? What am I going to give up? Yes.
I can't wait for them to trade Carlos Santana.
Now he can't wait.
I cannot wait for it, because it means that they're going to be forced to at least play someone else. And it's not that I don't like Carlos or what he's doing or appreciate his veteran or the three trips to Cleveland, but it's the only way that CJ Cephas can maybe make an appearance in the major leagues this year. You've got Jonathan Rodriguez in right field who can't even play the position correctly, plus he's not hitting. Nolan Jones hits it off the wall every once in a while, but he's not great out there. You can't get Chase DeLauder up here to maybe take a rest day in Cleveland instead of take a rest day in Columbus.
It's horrible. The only thing good right now, the only thing you can say that's actually good is basically the way they treat you when you go into the ballpark. At least they got that going for you.
I did go Saturday, and it was a phenomenal time.
At least the guest relations are nice. The fan relations.
Oh, and I asked, I had an in-law that went to the baseball game. He was in town this week, brother-in-law. And I was like, what'd you think? I mean, you went to the only game where there were any fireworks whatsoever. Yeah. Where they could muster any offense whatsoever. And he's like, yep, hey, the bar was packed. You still have that going?
Yeah.
Well, like you said, it's a great crowd.
The new area and down the third baseline, that new bar is amazing. It's a great time. The social area.
But is that what it's going to be? I mean, the rest of the summer, it's going to be about hopefully seeing kids.
I'll get to see.
And that's it.
My people that work there, and they're awesome to talk to, and some of the best people that I've met that I didn't know previously.
Doesn't it feel very, very Pittsburgh Pirates?
No,
I know we're way better than them still. But it feels like the rest of the season is going to be about that. Having good weekends, going to a ballpark, and that's about it.
Well, it feels very Lake County. It feels very Akron. Let's have a good experience here.
That's what it is.
We'll bark at the park.
I can go out and see the Crushers, the Independent League Crushers, that are 3 minutes away from my door, and know every usher that's working out there and half the people that are in the, team cells and things like that, and have a good time, and my kids can eat cheap hot dogs, and it'll be much cheaper than I've spent $150 a month for now on 4 months.
Well, is this so bad that you would? Is this so bad? Because I've seen people say they're canceling their subscription to the TV side of things?
Yeah, they're month by month too, as well. And
is this so bad where you would say, "All right, I'm out for July," like done before the 4th of July? Is there a mode? Like we always say, well, we're not going to tell you how to spend money or anything, but I'm hearing it from people like they're going to capitalize on good weather doing other things. Like they're not going to sit inside and watch.
We went
a
to
baseball
the pool
team
yesterday.
That has no chance.
Went to the pool yesterday. Had the opportunity to watch another game yesterday. Went to the pool.
I mean, you have the Cubs,
yeah,
the Tigers. You're at Chicago, the Cubs, home against the Tigers, back on the road against the Astros, and then if you finally have the White Sox on the 11th or 10th, you finally have the White Sox on the 10th. You're 40-42.
You've
scored in one inning in the last 30-plus.
You have a worse run differential than the Pirates, by the way, who are 15 games below 500.
You're bleeping me. Okay. So the only one saying that not to raise the white flag is me just because I want to...
Well, you don't want to... You just want to have something to talk about because this is the darkest... On the sports calendar, this is the deadest time of the year.
I personally can't raise the white flag yet. I've invested too much into it. So now I'm just digging a hole, hoping that we come out on the other side.
But do you and I know the truth? Do you and I know the truth?
Oh, I know the truth.
A lot of folks, and
that's what sucks is I'm going to walk in there every time that we go and go, well, we'll leave in the fourth inning because they're going to bleep the bet again.
And if Meisel's saying it, and Matt Derry, who was going to join us at 9:22 this morning, if he's saying it as well, then it becomes a very unforgivable thing for a lot of fans out there. Because if I can't sit there, and I'm going to ask Matt about it, because Zach said, absolutely not. You can't give that as an excuse. About the television contract stuff. Okay, well, if I can't give that as an excuse, then you sat there and let this team get worse after being in the ALCS. And I understand. I can talk about the Yankees and their payroll all I want, and the Dodgers and the Mets and their payrolls all I want, but that doesn't matter to a fan. They don't need to hear about that. They don't want to hear about that. In fact, they've been hearing about it too long. So that's the worst part of this season. It's not about it just going bad. It's that if this continues and we keep hearing about, you know what, the television contract situation isn't as dire as what you're led to believe, and then that's when you really lose them. I mean, you've lost a lot already, but that's to the point where it's like, all right, buddy, you know what? You kept the team in Cleveland. You got the lease signed long term. You got the stadium stuff taken care of. Now it's time for you to bow out. Now it's time for you. Because you can only defend so much. It is supposed to be professional sports, and it's supposed to be more than just, hey, we got hot dogs on this day, and we got fireworks on that day. Because, again, that's what Lake County does, and that's what Akron does. That's what the Crushers do. The Toledo Mud Hens. The Columbus Clip. That's what minor league baseball does. Get them into the ballpark. Get a family experience. We advertise cheap tickets all the time. That's what minor league baseball does. Get them on into the ballpark and have a repeatable, fun experience. That's what it is. It's just to be what? It's just to be entertaining. And I was starting to get that little tinge earlier in the month. I mean, 9-16 this month. That's how they're going to end it. It's not as bad as it gets, but it's plenty bad. And at 40-42, it just doesn't look like it's going to get any better. You're having players-only meetings, and you put together one inning of good hitting, and you hit like crazy, and then you gave up that lead. And then Sunday was terrible. So I don't know what you got to find in Chicago, but you better find it soon.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.